This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, Paul tries to contrast living according to the flesh and living according to the Spirit. Now, when Paul uses the word flesh, he's not talking about our physical bodies. Our physical bodies are a gift from God and they're good. When he talks about the flesh, it's living according to our fleshiness, our passions, our selfishness, our pride, what we could call our earthiness, or what St. Augustine calls our concupiscence. When we live according to those things, we end up doing all the wrong things. Paul gives a list of several flaws, sins, lack of virtue that one exhibits when one lives according to the flesh. Gossip, jealousy, murder, adultery, etc. And it's a completely disorganized list. Paul's message is that if we live according to the flesh, our life will be disorganized. We'll never find peace, whether it be the interior peace of being where we should be, or the exterior peace of being able to live with each other. In fact, St. James in his letter even says that what is the source of war? It's our pride, it's our arrogance, it's our selfishness. That it's this fleshiness which drives us to see the other as the enemy, pushes us away, as opposed to seeing that person as a child of God, as one of our brothers or sisters, possibly broken, but still one of our brothers or sisters. Then Paul talks about the gifts of the Spirit, and he gives a list of nine. First three being love, joy, and peace. Why is there a list of nine? Well, in Hebrew, there's no comparative or superlative degree. So to say bigger, you have to say big, big. To say biggest, you say big, big, big. So by putting three attributes, Paul is saying that if you live according to the Spirit, you're going to live the most virtuous of lives. And then by putting three threes, he's saying it'll be the most virtuous of lives. And one of those virtues that will live is peace. If we allow the Spirit to speak in our hearts, if we discern the truth through the Spirit, then we won't be living according to our whims, our passions. We'll be living according to the way that God wants us to view the world, that God wants us to relate to Him. And if we do that, we'll be living in profound peace within ourselves and with others.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.